actual front yard setback request that was being requested in order to build a new single-family residence. So staff is recommending that we continue this item so that we can establish the, or that the petitioner can establish the correct measurement and that we can re-advertise the hearing for the public.
Any questions, staff? Is there a motion to approve this request?
I make a motion we approve the request.
Second.
Do a voice vote.
Aye. Okay, great. Opposed? First item on our regular agenda is 7th Settlement Court. Is there a request for a 9-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement for construction of a sunroom addition? And we'll hear from staff this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner, Tim Kinsey, preparer, and Jason Tripp is requesting a 9-foot variance from the 25-foot requirement for the construction of a covered porch. Property is located at 7th Settlement Court, which you can see here, lot number 80 on the tax map. Settlement Court is just west of Mary Musgrove Drive on Wilmington Island and is developed with a conforming residential property, a residential structure. The lot is approximately 1/3 of an acre in size. What's somewhat interesting about this particular piece of property is how the lots are laid out on Settlement Court. But before we get to that, I'll show you the sketch of the proposed addition. The existing residence, there's an existing patio area here that the petitioner is intending to finish with the covered porch. You can see the setback line identified in this location. In this aerial photography, you can see the lots that back up to the subject property. All the lots between the petitioner's property and the properties that abutted to the rear are divided essentially. The lots aren't divided, but the houses are divided by a stand of mature trees that's about 100 feet in width. The reason for that is because most of this here is essentially wetlands. So the lots were built around the wet area to accommodate the single family when this area was developed. In this image, you can see the subject property here, the stand of trees I described. The neighboring property does have what appears to be a pool cover that certainly encroaches, in my opinion, about it being surveyed into the existing setback, which is neither here nor there as far as the petitioner's request, but just wanted to point that out. But this gives you a better look at sort of the rear yard area of the subject property and how it's separated from the adjacent homes. We did get 2 phone calls from neighboring property owners regarding this petition. One from the property owner to the rear, and one from the property owner immediately next door, which that person is actually living in California now, but they received their notice and were just curious as to what was happening there. There was no opposition to either property owner, but just more so wanted the information on what was being requested. Again, the petitioner is requesting a 9-foot variance to the 25-foot rear yard setback requirement on this property, which would leave a remaining setback of 16 feet. Based on the adjacency of the standing mature trees and the non-buildable area behind the rear of the subject property, staff is recommending approval of the variance.
Are there any questions of staff? Thank you. Is the petitioner here? Forward. You signed in?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Will you state your name and?
Tim Kinsey, 107 Raddick Drive.
You'll raise your right hand. You swear the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I guess we're both going to testify, I'll get him sworn in. You'll state your name and then raise your right hand.
Jason Tripp.
And do you swear the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
I do.
I'm the architect on the project, and the homeowner asked that we build a sunroom on the back of the house. Realized that we are close to the setback, and so we're requesting a variance for that purpose. It's the architectural being kind with the rest of the neighborhood, the house that we're actually working on here, and I think it's for the betterment of the neighborhood and of the house.
Questions about the petitioner?
Yes, sir.
No. Thank you. Right. Anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? No further discussion or questions, staff?
I'm going to take a look. I move that we accept staff's recommendation.
I'll second.
I move that we accept staff's recommendation and reasoning to approve this variance request, and we'll vote this time. Matter's been approved. Good luck with your project.
Thank you.
The next matter on our agenda is 2 Carlisle Lane. There's a side and rear yard setback variance request. So essentially 2 requests here. The purpose of constructing a detached deck in the rear yard, single family residence. And we'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner, Pamela Green Scott, is requesting approval of a 5-foot side yard and 5-foot rear yard setback variance from the 5-foot requirement in order to accommodate a raised deck in the rear yard of a single family residential property. The property is located at 2 Carlisle Lane. You can see on the text map here, this is it on the, at the corner of Aberlady Terrace and Carlisle Lane within the villages at Berwick. Is a planned unit development and is developed with a single family residence. Lots approximately 8,550 square feet in size, and it is a conforming lot of record. In terms of the an aerial image of the property, it's located here. The rear yard of the property, the petitioner's intent is to construct the deck in the rear corner, essentially encroaching upon the side and rear yard setbacks, which are 5 feet in this particular location for a detached structure. As you can see, there is a wooded lot, a common area, I suppose, between the rear yard and the street. And this is the sketch of the proposed deck. You see the residence, the existing patio. The petitioner's intent is to create a walkway to that corner and establish the detached deck at the rear yard, northeast corner, as shown in this example. As you know, it's not typical for us to recommend approval of this type of variance request due to the fact that there appear to be design alternatives that would allow the petitioner to construct a deck without encroaching into the setback. We do, however, when we receive feedback from county engineering and review of these cases as well, they did send us an email that said they can't recommend approval or they don't support or oppose the petition, but they do recognize that the parcel backs up into what is essentially a common area. This is a little bit of a strange circumstance for us because although it appears that the proposed deck within the fence yard would not have any negative impact on adjacent properties, it is outside of our typical pattern to recommend approval of 100% 20% variance when the design alternative is available. Those are the reasons why we recommend a denial of both variances.
Any questions or comments with staff?
Does this neighborhood have a homeowners association panel or architectural review?
I don't believe it does for architectural purposes, huh?
Has there been any communications with neighbors?
We have not heard any correspondence or received any correspondence from adjoining property owners.
Any other questions of staff at this time? This petitioner here, come forward. Have you signed in?
I signed in up there as well.
Oh, is that the same sheet?
No, it's not.
State your name and raise your right hand.
Emma Green Scott.
Ms. Green Scott, do you swear that your testimony this morning will be the truth?
I do. Good morning.
Is there anything you'd like to share with us about the request?
Sure.
And the proposal?
It's where I'm building the deck at, as you can see, is in that four corner. It's the personal preference because I also have a porch. When you walk out my backyard, I walk up to the patio, porch side. It's not a very large yard. And I wanted to have a barbecue pit out there in the yard. And some of that, I call it like my little sangria. So I'm going to be able to walk into my patio, walk out there, sit out on my deck. Not all the time, but when I want to. And I don't have large parties. I've never had a party. I don't party, per se. But that's what I wanted to do. And my neighbors are on this side of me, as you can see. And I don't have any neighbors on that side of me. But that's what I'm proposing, and that's what I wanted to do, and that's why I wanted it. I didn't want it any closer, because if you come closer, you're almost going to be on my other porch. And that's not what I wanted, on my other porch. And I didn't want it on this side where the neighbors are, or any closer to where they are. Just, they can have their side. I'm going to be over on this side, not away from anybody else. So that's why I wanted that from that point. That's why I there's nobody. It's not even next to the street, really, because you got that grass land. You see all that. It's really not going to be bothering anyone.
It appears as though, can you confirm? It appears as though it's not a buildable lot next to
you. It isn't. I'm on the front lot.
So that's just common area to the right of your home as we're looking at the front door?
It is.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So just a buffer of some sort.
This is the area we're talking about here. This is open space for the development. So this is our rear corner right here. So that tree area comes down on the rear down to the south.
And this deck is not going to be covered. It'll be open. Or just a deck.
Any other questions of the petitioner?
As was asked earlier, Mr. Watson, do you all have an architectural review board or a homeowners association that governs you out there? Do you know?
We have HOA.
You do?
Do they know of this construction?
Oh, absolutely. I contacted them first.
Okay.
Any other questions, Mr. Watson? Thank you, Ms. Green Scott. Is anyone from the public here to speak on this matter? Any other questions of staff? I will entertain a motion.
I'd like to discuss it a minute. It seems like a reasonable proposal to me, but in an effort to make sure that we record it properly with regard to our reasons, I need a little help with coming up with a reason, although it sounds pretty reasonable.
I can't make motions, but it seems reasonable to me as well that this is a unique property on the corner. completely surrounded by a buffer common area that is not, does not have space to be a buildable lot, so there won't be a buildable lot in that corner. It's the furthest area away from any neighbor. And it seems to be a limited proposal of an uncovered, I assume, wooden deck here. That seems to impact no one at all.
Okay, then I guess I'd like to make a motion that we approve the applicant's request based on the fact that it will have minimal impact on the surrounding neighbors due to the setbacks of the green space on two sides of the property.
I'll second it.
All right. Motion that's been made and properly seconded with some detail that James is getting on.
Okay, one second, it popped up there.
And just for my own clarity, are we voting on the staff recommendation of denial? Are we voting on
the applicant's application?
Okay, so, Sitch, you second that?
I did.
Okay.
Variances have been approved, and good luck with your sangria area.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Maybe we could be invited to your first party.
Yeah.
We ran it about a month.
We'll be there.
Okay.
Take care. The final item on our regular agenda is 15 Dockside Drive. A side setback variance request from the 5-foot requirement for construction of elevator to the existing single family residence. And we'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you mentioned, this property is located at 15 Dockside Drive. The petitioner is requesting a 5-foot side yard setback variance from the 5-foot requirement. And this is a bit of a, I think, a first probably for me in terms of a petition like this, where the petitioner is requesting a variance to accommodate an elevator at a residential property, which in most cases would seem probably like a bit of a luxury. But as you'll see in the attached correspondence from the petitioner's medical professional, there is some medical necessity associated with this requested variance. The property is approximately 4,275 square feet in size. It's a conforming lot of record, and it's developed with about a 2,500 square foot residence. The petitioner's intent is to construct an elevator on the southeast corner of the existing residence to accommodate the homeowner's need as outlined in the document that you see attached to your information. The proposed elevator is designed to be integrated as an extension of the existing residence with the matching roof lines, fascias, and stucco. If the variance is granted, the elevator shaft will not extend further than the existing HVAC screen, which screen wall for the HVAC unit. The proposed elevator would be essentially on that corner behind that screen wall. This is an undeveloped lot adjacent to the subject property. Sketch of the property, you can see the location of the proposed elevator This is that screen wall I mentioned to you before. This is a few elevations of the property, which will show the proposed location of the elevator. And the letter that I mentioned that was provided by the petitioner from the petitioner's physician outlining the need and the sort of the recent history from a health standpoint that was provided. Primarily based on the findings of the medical professional, really, in staff's opinion, went right to the hardship caused within the ordinance. And based on that, we're recommending approval that the encroachment the variance be granted by the body. We typically would not recommend approval on 100% side yard setback variance, but in this case, we feel like the petitioner's medical necessity trumps what we would typically consider in a variance request, and the language associated with hardship is appropriate to apply to this case.
Any questions of staff?
Where is this lot? I can't tell.
This is Dockside Drive is within the Creekside Manor, which I'm going to show you.
Mm-hmm.
On Wilmington Island. Dockside Drive comes off of Concord Road to serve these lots down here. There's a mixture of single family and, I believe, townhomes within this development.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
got it. Just by the wall tower.
I guess I have a question. In your discussions with the applicant, Marcus, did you discuss an internal elevator shaft configuration? Was that not practical rather than attaching it to the outside?
I did not discuss that with him. We did look at it from the standpoint of, are there any alternatives to put it in a different location, right, you know, away from the setback, and we didn't see that. But we did not discuss the internal shaft option.
Save my question for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
This is at the end of that road. Are there any marsh setbacks? I mean, it
doesn't impact the marsh setback because it's not any deeper than the current residence. Petitioner here.
signed in?
I did. I signed in out front. My name is Roy.
The same one, I think. Yeah, someone else signed in out front, but it's different.
My name is Roy Ogletree.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
I do.
Thanks.
I'm representing Tom Brooks. He's the homeowner in this case. Tom's wife is the subject with the medical necessity, with problems with her knees, and she is a three-story residence. And we're proposing the elevator on that left rear corner of the house. As staff said, it doesn't encroach any further than the screen for the HVAC that was built when the house was built. And the reason for the location is it accesses all the levels that are necessary for the resident. It starts in the garage, goes to the living space, and then goes to the master bedroom. And there were no internal locations that it would access all three without compromising the function of the house, as far as it would be in the kitchen itself, or it would be in a bad place where you couldn't access the bedroom. So that's the reasoning for where it is located. We're trying to minimize the impact of it, making it blend in with the architecture of the residence and being back on the very back corner. And it is the last lot in the neighborhood. And I think it has no impact really to the neighbors.
Any questions for Mr. Ogletree?
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone here from the public on this matter? Two cents, as it seems to be a clear hardship, and I agree, minimal impact, given that it's in line with the raised HVAC units and screen, as is common on the islands.
I move that we accept the staff report based on the issues of low impact with regard to the rest of the neighborhood. Fact that it's according to the testimony of the applicant, not practical to do an internal elevator shaft. And
there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, so moving to second that we approve the variance. And we'll move this time. Been approved. Good luck with your project.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Is there any other business anyone would like to discuss? I haven't been following the county commission meeting. Have we any of us going to be appointed?
Well, they're meeting tomorrow. On Friday they're meeting. We've been in touch with the clerk's office, and we believe they intend to reappoint the expired terms, but that's at the chairman's discretion, so we'll advise you as soon as we know.
All right. I think several of us have been traveling the expired terms for a little while.
Yeah.
That's pretty common. So.
It is, yeah.
Well, you don't see a lot of people standing in line.
Let me in the door down.
How about just exercising the expired terms and terminate them?
All right. Any other business?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you.